this is like the greatest show in the history of time, which I'm not sure that it will be.
And Kelly Gramlich.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, Kwok and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you won.
Hour number three, Out of Bounds. William Kwok, Miss Kelly Gramlich. We are live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios, hanging out with our man Sanders. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check him out today for all your security needs. So much more on the NBA draft coming up in an hour. Or in after this hour. Walt Abtul is going to be talking about it. 3 to 7, I'm sure. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. In some very unique ways. We'll also have Andrew Whitman joining us. Thursday, a lot of draft talk. Texter from the 864 says, I always wish I could see the dance session that goes on in the studio during the Flo Rida song.
How did he know?
Dancing?
How did he know?
Who, me?
What? It's nothing like the Whippin' Nene. It's nothing like the Whippin' Nene, which is outrageous and should never happen ever again in the history of our show.
You ask and you shall receive.
No one asked for that. Literally no one said, we want more of this.
I will say the dancing is a little more pronounced during the noon to three slot, and especially after I have consumed Prime Drive.
That's right. That's right.
Because sometimes on the 9 to noon, maybe the 9 to 10 hour, you're still kind of waking up. You're not ready to dance. But 12 to 3, yeah.
Would you say it's lit in here?
It always is lit.
Okay.
It's not as lit as Gronk's little party he had at that Connecticut bar with his friends.
Ooh.
But, I mean, you know, it's lit.
Is it as lit as the outside of your business with Crew LED? I had to pause on that one.
The pot up. That was so good. Very good.
Thank you. Your
segues today? Some of your best.
In fuego.
Some of your best work.
I'm feeling good. I'm in the pocket right now. I'm feeling really good about this. You can get the LED tube lights from them for $4 after rebate. LED high bay fixtures, $79 after rebate. Parking lot light fixtures, $99 after rebate. Down lights, $4 after rebate. Here's the deal. If you're a Duke Energy customer, they're the number one midstream channel partner for Duke Energy, meaning they give you rebates just for being customers. You don't have to fill out some complicated form. All you got to do is just show them the bill, and they can hook you up with these great LED lights. They can give you the fixtures. They give you the bulbs. They get all of that. They're Energy Star certified. They're DLC certified. A 5-year full replacement warranty. Every possible light you may need. So you're talking interior lay-ins for soft tile ceilings, tube lights, high bays for gyms, showrooms, warehouses, parking lot retrofit kits, street lights, floodlights, wall packs, all of that stuff. Take out the flickering, take out the humming, take out the insects filling the fixture. It's ridiculous how much better these lights are. Get in touch with them today. Email sales@krutled.com. That's krutled.com, or call them 864-401-8506. That's 401-8506. Who would you put on your college football magazine cover this year? To begin, let's go with Phil Steele's list. Kelly, you've seen Phil Steele's list. The four that Phil has on his national cover, go.
All right. Our friend Phil, he put these four guys on his national cover for his highly regarded preseason magazine for the 2017 season. He has Sam Darnold, quarterback, Southern California. He has JT Barrett.
Boy, can you say it again? Say it again with less inflection?
He has JT Barrett. Sorry. I was trying to be unbiased.
Uh-huh.
JT Barrett, quarterback, Ohio State, 32 years of age.
You said it was sass, though. You said JT Barrett was sass.
Well, obviously, you can tell which one I don't agree with.
Yeah.
He has Derwin James, quarterback, Florida State. And he has Minka Fitzpatrick, cornerback, Alabama. Those are the four he has on his cover. JT Barrett, Sam Darnold, Derwin James, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Phil Steele's Mount Rushmore of the 2017 college football season. Agree or disagree?
I buy Darnold.
I buy Darnold.
I buy Fitzpatrick. I buy Derwin James. If you're looking for the most average player at an important position on that list, if you're looking for the most average player at an important position in the nation, the most overrated player at his position, there is no one that's more overrated and overvalued as a player at his position than JT Barrett. Not one.
And help me understand as to why you would put JT Barrett on this cover. He just put up a goose egg in the college football playoff. Yes, he's, what, a fifth-year senior. I get that. And he plays football at the Ohio State. If he played football for anyone else, except for maybe Alabama, there's no way he'd be on this cover. He was absolutely average last season. Absolutely average. He's going to be average again this year. We know he can't throw the ball. He hasn't been the same since his injuries. I just have no idea as to why he's on here. Maybe you wanted to put a Big Ten guy. But if you want to put a Big Ten guy, you put Saquon Barkley. You don't put JT Barrett.
Sanders, help me on this, please.
I was just going to say, I think he was probably on the cover just because of the redemption story, just of how they got dismantled in the playoff. I just think it's just a big... He's just going to have a big... I'm not saying he's going to have a big year, but it's just that story of he's looking for redemption. I would have put Lamar Jackson over him on my...
Yes, and that's the other issue, too, that I have. I understand you want to spread out and have someone from every region, right? But if you're going to put two quarterbacks on your cover and you're going to ignore the guy that is the reigning Heisman Trophy winner and, you know, apparently was the greatest thing since sliced bread, the greatest quarterback to ever play the position according to everybody else, I'm just shocked that Lamar Jackson's not on there, and he would definitely be on my top four. I just don't understand how you can put JT Barrett. He wouldn't even be in my top five quarterbacks, Quack. I would have Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Mason Rudolph, and probably Trace McSorley all over JT Barrett. And I could keep going with quarterbacks I'd put in on this cover over JT Barrett.
This is very interesting to me because on one hand, you understand that Barrett is someone that drives a story. Here are my three. This probably will help a little bit. Here are my three qualifications. If I'm going to put somebody on my college football cover, here are the three qualifications they need to have. Number one, they need to be a great player. Well, that right there, JT Barrett's out. You're not a great player. Or at least be super impactful for your team. They need to make a great impact, an outsized impact on the team that they're on. Number two, they need to be a story driver. There needs to be some reason why I would open the magazine to read it. If I'm going to put somebody on Rushmore, you know who I'm not putting on there? James K. Polk. I'm not putting Polk on the Mount Rushmore presidents because no one wants to look up more. No, there's nothing less sexy than James K. Polk.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah, you're not putting him on there. The guy that gave a speech in the freezing cold, got pneumonia, and died. You're not doing that. You're not putting them on Rushmore. You're putting transcendent figures on a Rushmore. If we're putting four on a cover, that's what I'm getting. That's sort of the picture that I'm painting here. Is the Mount Rushmore of the 2017 college football season. And so you've got to be able to drive a story for me. You've got to be able to tell me. I got to be able to look at you and say, that's why. This story about this team or this player or something different. There's got to be something about you. And number three, you got to be a team leader, which Barrett does that. And Barrett drives the story. Barrett's not a great player. To me, you've got to have leadership on your team. You can't just be a little mamby-pamby milquetoast guy. You can't do that. You have to be someone who sort of speaks for your team. You got to be the mouthpiece. You got to be the face. Based on all those things, JT Barrett's not on my list. He's not on my master list here. I've got 11 players, and I'm thinking about another one to maybe put on there, but I've got 11 right now. How many do you have?
I have 12.
12?
Mm-hmm. And JT Barrett's not in that 12.
Oh.
He's not in there.
Okay. Interesting.
He's in your honorable mention category?
JT Barrett?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. So no, we agree.
He's not in my. He's not in my 20. He's just not. He is the most iconic face on a team that might make the playoff. But he's not that play. He's just not. He's not that play. I put Jalen Hurts on there before him.
That's one thing that Ben and I were talking about this off air this morning. Has there ever been a player, specifically a quarterback, that led a team to a national title, that was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, all as a true freshman, and has gotten no respect? I mean, this man gets no respect. And we're already talking about, what, Tua Tagovailoa or whatever his name is? Tell
Are
me
you from,
name.
From Hawaii?
The Hawaii guy.
Yeah, I got to
He's
going
to come in and take Jalen Hurts' job. You know, no way he's the quarterback of the future. I think even though, yes, he had one of the best defenses ever, and he had a great running game, and he had a great offensive line, all this stuff, we don't give Jalen Hurts enough credit for what he did last year as an 18-year-old kid at Alabama, where the pressure is, you know, is higher than anywhere. I agree with you on that.
You got to sound out the name of the quarterback. The quarterback they signed.
It's Tua is his name. First name, right?
Tua is the first name.
Okay. What's his last name?
Tagovailoa, I think is how you say it.
Can we just call him Tua?
You can call him Tua.
Okay. You know who we're talking about if we say Tua.
That's fine. I'll put Jalen Hurts on there, but Texter says he set a bunch of records. That's fantastic. That's great. To me, putting JT Barrett on the cover of a magazine is like putting Adrian Gonzalez on the cover of a magazine. The guy's washed up. He can't play.
Yeah.
He can't play. He could play 2 years ago. That's a great story. He can't play now. He couldn't play. He scored zero against Clemson in the semi. The guy can't play. He can't play the quarterback position. The only way he's getting yards is playing the Rutgers and the Marylands of the world and the Michigan States of the world in the bottom of the Big Ten. He's not making an impact in big moments. It sounds crazy, but his best years are behind him. Now, he may shock the world. Based on what I've seen the last couple, I'm not buying it. This is an old narrative. You're drawing from something that happened in history to make a point in the present. It's not relevant right now. JT Barrett's not relevant right now. I'm not putting Tim Tebow on the cover of my football magazine. That's as relevant as whatever JT Barrett's doing right now. I'm not buying it. Greg McElroy, I'm not buying it. He's not going to be an elite player in 2017. Kevin Wilson, the new offensive coordinator, going to try to throw it. He better put somebody else in there. They're not going to be able to stretch the field at all with Barrett. If they could, and look, he doesn't have great receivers to throw to either. They've been stockpiling these receivers. None of them can catch a pass outside of 10 yards. I mean, they're not even going down there. It's weird. Ohio State's, the way they've recruited and developed is weird. They got a weird roster. Texter says he's the biggest name on a top five college football team. That might be the case. He's not the best player. He's not the best player in Ohio State, and he's not the best player in the top five, and he's not one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. He's the biggest name.
We get why you put an Ohio State player on a cover. That makes complete sense. Like, if you're trying to sell magazines, you put Ohio State on the cover, that's fine. We're just talking who we would put on there. And I think almost everyone can agree that JT Barrett is not one of the top four players in the country.
He's not one of the four most important players in the country.
No, he's not even a top four quarterback.
No. Delvin's up with us first in this segment. 654 Rural in the North, the communication phone lines you want to get in. Delvin, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Maybe because of what happened with Baker Mayfield during the offseason, I don't know when Phil still started developing. Maybe he didn't get on the cover. Maybe they tried to put Barrett on the cover. But if you did that, you would have put Lamar Jackson on the cover. At least he did something. He won the high. But that's why I think Baker Mayfield probably would have been on the cover, but he had a little incident in the offseason. I don't know. Maybe that could have been the reason why.
JT
Barrett.
That's true. Maybe that's the case. And look, Barrett, there is a redemptive factor there with Barrett. I'm not buying him as a bona fide stud coming into the year.
Barrett also has a DUI.
That's true. So that's fair point.
Just putting that out there.
I just don't get it, I guess. We'll still see something in them that we don't. And Clark, I want to bring in the baseball question. Do you think the Cardinals are regretting that trade now with the Braves?
Well, for Matt Adams?
He did it again. Yeah, he did it again last night.
Boy, the guy's been outrageous. I don't even know where this is coming from with Adams. I'm on record as saying I thought Adams nothing more than a platoon guy, that he was fine for a minute, but it felt like the Braves just were going to be disappointed with him. But I was totally wrong about that, and I think a lot of people were wrong about that. Adams has been outstanding for the Braves. And I'm trying to look up right now the production that the Cardinals have gotten at first base. I feel like it's been pretty negligible.
They picked Carpenter over him.
Matt Carpenter. Well, and Carpenter, to me, his best value is not at first base. He doesn't hit for power enough. He's got 13 home runs, but I feel like his greatest value is over there at second. The problem is their roster is just it just does not inspire right now as a whole. Carpenter can play first, but I feel like as a bounce around guy, he's a lot better than sitting at first base all the time. You waste some athleticism with him. I think he's a below average defender at first base. Maybe he's a below average defender everywhere. I don't really know, but I think it gives you better flexibility if you got an actual first baseman to put over there, like Adams. The Braves certainly will take it. There's no question about that.
The Braves got a problem now because I think Freddie Freeman will be coming up back real soon, don't
he? Yeah, that's right. And I mean, Matt Adams will go to the bench, or they'll try to flip him. But to me, I'm keeping Adams on my bench because he's not a guy that's going to play every day for anybody. Even the Cardinals, he wouldn't have played every day. And he, you know, even a break, I mean, he's hitting 306 right now this season. I'm looking in 28 games, 122 at bats, hitting 306 with 10 bombs. I mean, I'm not even sure that's sustainable for him to hit a home run every 12 or so at bats. That's not real sustainable. He's not getting on base at a super high clip, but his OPS is over 1,000 right now. You got to find a way to keep him in the lineup. And if you can't, you may want to flip. You may want to sell high or put him on the bench and use him just about every night because you gotta keep him on the field somehow.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable, man. I don't know what got into him. I guess he just needs to play every day.
Yeah, I guess so. And the Cardinals certainly weren't going to give him that opportunity. And pretty soon, the Braves aren't either because you're not sitting Freddie Freeman for this guy. In no universe are you doing that.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks very much, Devin. We appreciate it. Just looking at some numbers here, just in runs saved or runs created. They've got an offensive defensive rating on Fangraphs. I'm on Fangraphs right now. Matt Adams has played 28 games this year. Freddie Freeman's played 37. Freeman's created 22 runs offensively. Adams has created 8.2. They're both below average defensively, with Freeman losing fewer runs than Adams. And in terms of wins above replacement, Adams has been the fourth best player on the Braves this year. Freeman at 2.6 wins above replacement. Ender Inciarte at 2.1, who's been really, really good under the radar nationally, but he's been really, really good. Tyler Flowers at 1.6, he's been really, really good. And then Brandon Phillips and Matt Adams tied with one win. And Adams has done that in 28 games. It took Inciarte 69 to get to his, Flowers 49. Phillips 62. So you look at Matt Adams' trajectory, if he keeps playing like this, and the sky's the limit for him and what he can do, I'm just not sure he can. He's got a strikeout rate over 20%. His batting average of balls in play is pretty manageable at 312, so there's not going to be a whole lot of regression there. I would expect, just looking at some of the numbers, somebody like Phillips or Matt Kemp or somebody to regress before him. But the Braves are going to have a decision to make, and based on the way that they've done things so far in the last, 10, 11, 12 months, I would imagine they're going to make a good decision moving forward. All right, more on this Mount Rushmore of football coming up next. I hate the number 11. I hate that. I'm either going to go 10 or 12. We're going to have it at 10 or 12 when we come back.
And then we'll start whittling down the list. I can take a few off my list.
You've got 12.
Yes.
I'll find one to put on the Twitter.
But I want to hear your honorable mentions.
Okay. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds in just a moment.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
With the warm weather, we think of spring cleaning our homes and businesses. Be sure to include your plumbing system inside and out on your list of spring cleaning chores. Your friends at Roto-Rooter, serving the upstate and western North Carolina, are here 24-7 if your plumbing spring cleaning gets the best of you. Check out their website for spring plumbing tips so you won't have to contact them. And if you do, it's rotorooter.com or 800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
You owe it to yourself to check out Purple Haze of Anderson in their brand new location. Voted the Upstate's best piercing studio, Purple Haze is now at 3440 8 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzlers and behind Grady's. Body jewelry, glassware, tapestries, incense, candles and posters, and award-winning piercing facilities and piercing professionals. Purple Haze, 3448 Cinema Avenue, Anderson, next to Dazzlers and behind Grady's. Look for a new Clemson location coming soon.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Enjoy a large 32-ounce cup of Bojangles freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 all summer long. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Most Tuesdays are just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Now is the best time to increase your business's productivity and reduce costs, because right now you can get 60 meg Spectrum Business Internet for just $39.99 per month. That's over 10 times faster than AT&T 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get unlimited long distance and advanced calling features for only $29.99 a month per line. And best of all, there are no contracts, no taxes, and no hidden fees. So call 866-371-3555. You'll get faster internet for just $39.99 per month. Advanced voice for only $29.99 a month per line. Over 99.9% network reliability. And no contracts, no taxes, and no hidden fees. So call 866-371-3555 and switch to Spectrum Business today. That's 866-371-3555. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
But I don't mind.
Hour three continues. Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in a Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. This hour is brought to you by Custom Collision of Anderson. Family owned and operated. One goal in mind, to treat you just like family. I know Ben has used them in the past and has raved about them. This is a very interesting type of business, because nobody goes there when things are going good. So if you want to recommend, you got to go to a place where people are going to feel calm, cool, and collected when things are a little bit stressful. So you don't want to just send people anywhere. Now, I know this from experience that you can't just send people anywhere to get the car worked on or anything like that. But Custom Collision, the types of things that, dealing directly with the owners, you treat it like their top priority. You don't talk to operators. You're dealing with real people. I mean, there's some risk involved in that when you're speaking with people in all different, spots on the emotional spectrum. to me, this that says everything that needs to be said about Custom Collision. If the insurance is paying for repairs, they're going to have it towed straight to them and pay the bill, and then they get reimbursed from the insurance company, so there's no cost out of pocket for you at any point in time. That's one less worry you're going to have in the process. That's going to be my favorite thing about them, too, that they're going to take on that cost, at least initially. Also, if there's other repair work needed not related to the accident, they can take care of that for you, too. You just got to let somebody know. Check out our good friends at Custom Collision, 4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson, 231-6900. That's 231-6900. Again, 4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson. Do what Ben Milstead has done in the past and continues to do. Call Custom Collision of Anderson.
I love how you're calling Ben out for getting in a collision.
For, you know, I don't want to call Ben out because Ben is a safe driver, I'm sure.
But more it happens to everybody.
The kids, you know, when you're driving around with kids, I've got me and my siblings, we got in wrecks. We were in high school and stuff. Like
you
we
did.
Yeah, we've been in wrecks.
That deer hit you.
The deer hit me. I hit the mailboxes, but the deer hit me. Never have I been in a collision with a moving vehicle. That's a true story.
Tough to say that a mailbox hit you.
Yeah. Came out of nowhere. All right, I have 12 players that meet, at least in some way, shape, or form, my criteria to be a great player, a story driver, and a team leader.
I don't have mine in any particular order necessarily, except for my top four. So I just want to preface that.
Okay.
But I'll try to start with kind of the 12 and then work my way up.
Okay. We'll see how many of these we have similar. Go ahead.
Ed Oliver.
Okay, I don't have Oliver.
I didn't think you would. And I don't have, there are some guys I don't have. I don't have Francois on here. And some of those quarterbacks, because there's so many quarterbacks. Ed Oliver, to me, is my non-FBS guy that I'm putting on there. Because even though Houston's going to take a step back, we know that with Herman gone, and you know, they might not be in the headlines. They're not exactly going to be the darling of the F of the, what's the word I'm looking
group
for?
Group of five.
Good grief. Yeah. But I do think that he is going to make headlines, and especially because it's going to be literally him and no one else at U of H. So he will be one of the most exciting group of five players. And that's why I put him on there.
Are they going to be ranked even? I mean, I'm kind of looking around. Yeah.
I mean,
Kyle Allen.
Depends.
New coach.
Depends what Major can do.
That league is not simple.
Mm-mm.
That league is fairly deep, probably deeper than people realize. I'm not even sure Houston's going to be in the national discussion for a moment this year, so I can't put Oliver in there. You got to somehow be top of mind. Oliver may have a tremendous freshman year last year. I think he turned heads pretty much every game, even if people were
really
skeptical of Houston. Ain't nobody skeptical of Ed Oliver. That guy can play.
Not at all.
You want to keep going?
Oh, sure. You want me to keep
going? Yeah, go for it.
I'll just name a few more I have. I have Nick Chubb on here.
Okay. I thought about Chubb and didn't put him on there.
I have Minka Fitzpatrick. I didn't put him in my top four.
All right. I have Fitzpatrick on mine.
I have Maurice Hurst, Michigan.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Defensive line. I was trying to find some defensive players.
Yeah.
Mainly because I thought I needed another defensive player in my top four. But he is a projected top 10 pick defensive line-wise in the 2018 NFL draft.
If you said Maurice Hurst to me, I would ask coach or player. I would ask super fan. I wouldn't even know that he played, much less what position and who he played for.
He is on the Midwest cover for Phil Steele.
Okay.
So I have him. I have Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
I actually debated about putting him on the top four because he would represent the Big Ten. I have Christian Wilkins, Clemson. Have you heard of him?
I have heard of him.
Okay.
And I feel like people know, maybe we're biased on this. I just feel like people know him. I didn't see any other defensive player that I thought, you know what, the nation knows who this is. Maybe Tyquan Lewis of Ohio State, a couple of Minka Fitzpatrick, Derwin James. I just didn't see anybody that, when you say their first and last name, you go, yes, that guy plays for such and such, and they do such, you know.
Well, and also, I hate to say this, but Christian Wilkins has made headlines for some of the wrong reasons. So some people might be more familiar with his name.
Oh, you mean the split?
Well, yeah, and some other things. But I wanted to put Christian Wilkins on there, but I just couldn't bring myself to put three ACC guys. I have two in my top four.
Okay.
And then my two other honorable mentions were Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph. So those are all my honorable mentions.
All right, here's my full list. I'll just go 1 to 12, and then we'll discuss, and then you give
top four.
I don't know what my top four is yet.
Oh.
I don't even know. I haven't even made the choice. That's what I'm doing. We're going to do it live. We're going to sift through the list live.
You're so confusing.
Okay.
Start at 12, though,
I
got to
go through. 12, start at the bottom?
Yes.
James Washington, Oklahoma State. Best receiver in the country.
In the country?
Who's a better receiver than him? Christian Kirk? The kid from SMU?
It's an interesting topic because I think college football lost a lot of good wide receivers last year. A ton. So I think you could make the argument for James Washington.
I think he's the best returning receiver in the country. He was a guy that if he'd have left, Oklahoma State was dropping down. The fact that he and Mason Rudolph both came back.
It's a big deal.
Pretty big deal.
It's a big deal.
I also have Mason Rudolph on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you're talking about Heisman. He's going to throw for 4,000 yards.
Big 12.
Also on this list, this is a little bit of the JT Barrett factor for me. So I'm going to seem like a hypocrite when I say this, but there's a reason I'm putting this on there. I have Josh Rosen on the list from UCLA.
I thought about Rosen, but look, he's extremely talented and he's going to be picked highly in the NFL draft, but his team was horrendous last year.
And his offensive line's horrendous, and he has not himself lived up to expectations.
No, I mean, he fits the mold of what they want in the NFL, and he's probably going to get drafted pretty highly. But he just hasn't lived up to the hype.
That's the reason. Is that you? First of all, on the West Coast, who are you watching in the Pac-12?
You're watching him.
You're watching Darnold. You're watching Browning. That's it.
Falk, maybe.
Maybe Falk. But again, you put Luke Falk's picture on there. Somebody's got to find the nameplate. Like you see Washington State helmet. You go, who's that again?
Yeah.
He's not turning the needle. You know, turning the dial like some of these other guys. Rosen is going to be on everybody's top 3, 4, 5 of the draft, at least during the season. That drives the story. That's a story driver. He's a leader on the team, and he's got elite talent. He's just got to put it on the field somehow. Moore's got to figure out a way to make it work.
I agree with that. I mean, you might be watching Josh Allen at Wyoming more than Luke Falk, if you're talking West Coast guys.
You're going to have a lot of NFL fans who watch some, you know, Wednesday night or Friday night Mountain West action.
Because that guy could be a top 10 pick.
All right, so those are three. I have, all right, one of my four is Lamar Jackson. How is Lamar Jackson on that? He's the returning Heisman Trophy winner. That's a story.
He's in my top four.
He's one of the four.
I don't understand how you can't have Lamar Jackson, one of the most electrifying players in college football history, on there. I know he dropped off as of late, but he still has the Heisman Trophy. He still has the Heisman Trophy.
My number two that I had to put on there is Christian Wilkins. He is the most visible and a legitimate visible force for the reigning national champion. He's on it, and he's going to be a first-team All-American, a potential top five or top 10 draft pick. He's just, to me, he's the whole package of everybody you want to put on the cover. Everybody saw the split. They know he can play. Christian Wilkins is number two.
So he's in your top four?
He's in my top four.
Okay. Like I said, the only reason I didn't put him on there is because I felt like I had too many ACC guys. And there's one other part of it, too, is he the best overall player on his own defensive line?
Huh. Now, that's interesting. With Dexter Lawrence?
Dexter Lawrence, I think, will end up being a higher draft pick overall when he eventually leaves, and probably a better overall player than
maybe
Christian
so.
Wilkins. So that's the only pushback.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not trying to take down Christian Wilkins by any means.
I like Wilkins' versatility.
Yeah, I mean, the versatility is impressive.
What? Why did I? Okay, there's one name on here that I thought about putting in my top four that I don't have on here, which is stupid. I just look back at my list. I'm erasing Rosen.
Yeah, get Rosen out of there.
Sorry, bro. Derwin James.
Oh, you didn't have Derwin on there?
I didn't have him on my 12, but I meant to.
He's in my top four.
Derwin James had, I mean, you want to talk about redemption? That's an actual legitimate force in the country. Somebody who actually can win some games for you on defense, unlike JT Barrett, who needs the system to do it for him because he can't throw the ball. Derwin James can play.
Mm-hmm.
He's feared. He reminds me of like an Ed Reed type player a little bit. Like just the way that all around, no matter what you need him to do, he gets it done. I mean, this guy's a stud at safety. He's the kind of safety you draft in the first 5, 6 picks because he makes that type of impact. He's a little bit like, just from a Florida State perspective and the impact on the defense, he's a little bit like on their national championship team what LaMarcus Joyner was, the diminutive nickel corner slash safety for them, just the way he set the tone with toughness. If he comes back, the team can win a national championship. If he comes back, healthy. We don't know if he will, but that Willie or Wonnie is a story that he's driving. So you got to put either he or Francois on the cover to me, because Florida State, those are returning stars. And if it's me, I'm probably going to put Francois, but James is on my list. I'll put Francois on here.
I'm going to put Derwin James because there are a handful of other quarterbacks I would take over DeAndre Francois at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like with the JT Barrett logic. Yes, you want to put a Florida State guy on there, so I'm going to put who I think is the most talented and the guy who's going to be taken the highest in whatever NFL draft he decides to come out in. So I'm going to go Derwin James. And it's nice to have a defensive player. You can only put so many quarterbacks on your cover.
And I didn't realize this. The first three players are all ACC for me. They're all ACC players.
That was my issue.
Does the ACC have more star power than the other leagues?
I think the ACC, without a doubt, has the most returning star power.
I don't think there's any question.
The most proven. Now you
Big 12 has several.
Yeah, but no one, I mean, the tables have turned. No one takes the Big 12 seriously. People used to say that about the ACC, but not anymore.
Baker Mayfield,
Mason Rudolph.
It's hard
for me to
take
the Big 12 seriously. It really is.
I think there's some truth to that. Mayfield's on my top 12, but I wouldn't put him in my top four. Especially not with Bob Stoops stepping down. The story of the offseason, not Baker Mayfield, is Bob Stoops stepping down, Lincoln Riley taking over. I'm not putting Mayfield on my top four.
And think of all the weapons Mayfield lost from last year.
I couldn't figure out to put McSorley or Barkley. I think you put Barkley on there if you're going to put somebody from Penn State. I'd rather have Barkley, like you said, I'd rather have Barkley than JT Barrett.
Barkley,
certainly.
Especially think of the league he plays in. Who is more important if you're a Big Ten team? Your running back or your quarterback? Your running back. In most cases. So I'm going to go with Barkley in that situation. And to me, I just think he's more the engine that makes Penn State go rather than McSorley. That could change as we see Penn State play, but Barkley is more of a sure bet.
All right, when we come back, I want to get through the rest of this list.
Can I give my top four right now?
Right now, yes.
I've got through the bottom eight.
Yes, I've got Francois right now, but I can be convinced on Francois. Wilkins is in, defending national champion. And Lamar Jackson, defending Heisman winner. You got to put those guys on there for this year.
Well, someone else is going to have to convince you because it's not going to be me.
Okay.
With Francois.
All right.
My top four, that would be on my cover. Sam Darnold's USC, Lamar Jackson, Louisville, Derwin James, Florida State, and Darius Geis, LSU.
Okay. Geis isn't even on my 12.
I think you have to put an SEC player. And even though Alabama is Alabama and they're going to win the SEC, we all pretty much assume, Darius Geis is going to be the best player in that league, the most dynamic player, and maybe the best Heisman hopeful for the SEC. He's the leading returning rusher in the SEC, and now he doesn't have to split his carries with pretty much anybody.
That's bold right there.
That's what I believe.
Christian Kirk.
And guess
what? Bo Scarborough, Jalen Hurts.
Your boy's not going to have a quarterback, so here you go, Darius. Here's the ball.
Yeah,
but he's going to have a defense.
Arm punt Harris, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Arm punt Harris is at North Carolina. So they really don't have a quarterback now.
So I have Geis on there.
Okay. Final segment coming up next. Locomart, where marathon fuels the American spirit, is out there off of 123 on Highway 93 across from Bojangles. Get the best gas in your vehicle. Get food and drink. All types of variety in there. They've got craft beer available for you. It's a great experience to go to Locomart because the staff is friendly. They love their jobs. They love what they do. Go by and see our good friends at Locomart. Once again, on Highway 93 across from Bojangles, right off of 123 in Clemson, marathon fueling the American spirit. Why you're not putting marathon gas in your vehicle, I have no idea. There's no better gas to put in your vehicle than that. Our friends at Locomart. Short break, final segment of the program coming up next.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate up front to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B.
A small business owner asked me recently, why should I use you? My answer kind of surprised him. I'm not sure you should, because I don't know what you need yet. Turns out this business owner felt helpless and alone in trying to deal with insurance and employee benefits. Our clients know we are in their corner, fighting, and everything we do is designed to make your life easier. In fact, one client said about one of my people, I wish there was a way to nominate you for being the best employee I have ever dealt with in any industry. Are you feeling lost and alone when it comes to insurance and employee benefits? You don't need to be. Call us 467-8738 and let us know how we can help you. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for Baxter Manufacturing and High-Tech Mold Carolina. Available opportunities exist for injection mold operators, quality auditor, team leader trainer, process technician, mold technician, and truck driver. For a listing of qualifications, requirements, and to apply online, please visit sctechjobs.com. Baxter Manufacturing and High-Tech Mold Carolina is an equal opportunity employer.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply. There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
The Peninsula on Lake Hartwell, an exclusive lakefront community, will be liquidating five gorgeous lakefronts this Saturday for one day only. These flat-to-the-water lakefronts, located on the main channel in deep water, will be priced from only $49.99. That's correct. You can have your very own dockable lakefront on crystal-clear Lake Kiwi for under $50,000. These five lakefronts will be sold on a first-come, first-served basis this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The event will be held just a short drive east of Atlanta near Clemson University. All five lakefronts are flat to the water's edge, have 300-degree sweeping lake views, beautiful sunsets, sandy beaches, huge hardwoods, and so much more. To get your free buyer's packet or to see how you can view one of these five lakefronts priced from only $49,900, call 800-675-1800. 800-675-1800. Once again, that's 800-675-1800. This could be the nicest lakefront you'll ever see.
We whip and Nene with the best of them. We are WCCP. Oh, yeah. 105.5. The Roar.
Unbelievable. I can't even. I come in and I'm ready to do a serious segment, and then this happens. I don't even know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this. I'm putting this on my Snapchat story. You can't hear, but this is the Whip and Nene. Unbelievable. This is so far out of bounds. The 12-3 is not ready for this. They haven't prepared for this. Unbelievable. All I want to do is I just want to talk about this top four. I want to talk about my Mount Rushmore. I want to talk about my cover of my magazine. I want to go get a milkshake and go home. An actual milkshake, not soft serve ice cream. That's what I want to do. Unreal. Out of bounds William Quagamish, Kelly Gramlich, our man Sanders hanging out with us. Right now, top of three in Omaha. TCU with a 1-0 lead over Texas A&M. That would be the favorite against the scrappy little upstart Aggies, the 3 seed who made it to the CWS as a host in the Super Regional. But no better draw than what they got. Also today, that game again began at 2, going fairly quickly currently. This song is still playing. It's still going.
It's over. Calm down.
It's still going. I tried to transition from this. I am kind of curmudgeon-y with that.
Have some fun, you know?
I'm kind of curmudgeon. You know what? If there's one thing I can bring to this that's a la Roy Philpott, it's a disdain for the whipping nay-nay on the program.
Roy doesn't hate the whipping nay-nay, does he?
Cupid Shuffle. Same thing.
Yeah, he hates the Cupid
Same
Shuffle.
Same thing.
This is your thing. Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, yeah. This is my... And I don't hate the whipping nay-nay, but my gosh.
Sounds like you do.
Last segment of the show...
If one were to ask,
all the people want to do.
If you did, it sounds like you do.
All they want to do is just transition from our show to Walt. That's all they want to do. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear whipping nay nay.
I beg to differ.
654 Roar. If you want to get in with us, 654-7627. Are they whipping a nay nay at local Q? I doubt it. They're having fun other ways. I doubt it.
I hope so.
I don't believe so.
I'll tell you. I think I'm actually going to local Q tomorrow.
You know what? Last time you said that, you definitely didn't
go. No, I'm like 100% positive I'm going.
Last time, 2 weeks ago, I filed this away. 2 weeks ago, you said, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going there tonight. And then I asked you about your night. You were like, yeah, it was a chill night. We were just chilling, like, at home. No such thing. So we're going to hold you to it right now. I just filed it. I didn't say anything at the time. I just filed it away. You better be there tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Security's going to be watching.
That impression was... I mean, usually your impressions are good, but I was kind of offended. Anyway, local Q in Greenville at 30 Orchard Park Drive. They are a 21 and over nightclub situation here, but they are a restaurant and sports bar, kind of all in one there. They have really, really good food. They have restaurant style food, also with a full bar and drinks for sports fans. Tons of TVs, so you can watch any sort of sporting event that's happening. Clemson Carolina room. That can seat 50 and reception capacity of 80, which is a big deal. But they also have the activities, which I love at Local Q. Ping pong, cornhole, pool, giant Jenga. I mean, the list goes on and on. Shuffleboard, all sorts of nostalgia-inducing board games. I mean, anything you could want, they have at Local Q. So go check them out, 30 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Also at localq.com. You won't regret it.
Thank you, Kelly. It is a nightclub with board games. That's the only kind of nightclub I really am comfortable in.
That's pretty much right. Yeah. I mean, is there a better combination?
No, not for me. I'm not a nightclub guy. I'm chill. I'm definitely chill the crib guy.
It's not unts. You know what I mean?
It's more of a, it's not this, but it's like on the honky tonk to club spectrum,
right.
It's a little bit closer to honky tonk, right?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of in the middle.
That's unfair.
It's in the middle.
That's how I feel.
It's not blaring. They're not blaring country music in there, though. It's in the middle of that spectrum, I would say.
Yes.
It's not enough of a club to where Kwok still would go. You know what I mean? So you'll find characters like Kwok there.
There is a point. I'm not going to any of Stefan's clubs.
Greenville's hottest club is.
Oh, boy. Also today, Florida-Louisville in the winner's bracket. This is an elimination game in Pool B. Winner's bracket. Florida and Louisville, 7 o'clock tonight, ESPN. All right, the final segment, we're going to somehow solve this puzzle.
My puzzle's solved. You're still working through yours.
All right, boys, it is just a grind. It's just a grind. Washington, James, Rudolph.
Can you tell me who you have in your top four that you feel really good about?
I feel really good about Jackson.
Okay.
I don't even feel good about Wilkins anymore.
Are you going to put Sam Darnold in there?
I don't think so. Here's the reason why. What has he done?
Won a Rose Bowl.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-do. These other guys, Lamar Jackson
more
won
than
a
JT Barrett.
Christian Wilkins won a national title. DeAndre Francois is going to go to the playoff this year. Is USC going to go to the play? That's what people are saying. Is USC going to... Do we know that Sam Darnold is an elite player?
I think a lot of people feel very good about USC going to the playoff.
He has won games... This is where I'm gonna hedge a little bit here because I wouldn't hedge for everybody, but I'm going to hedge on Darnold just for a second. Darnold played really well once USC was completely and totally irrelevant off the map, out of the spotlight.
Except for the Rose Bowl. That wasn't irrelevant.
Were they favored over Penn State?
That was a big game.
Were they favored, though, in that game? I'd have to look that up.
I
feel
Penn
like they
State
were slightly
was.
Favored.
Penn State as the Big Ten champs.
Maybe
was
so.
Favored.
That's what I'm saying. He played great with no expectations. Attach expectations to a sophomore quarterback who wasn't a starter going into last season, and we'll see. I'm not putting Darnold on my cover until he proves he can do it in a full season. And not when you're already 1-3 and totally out of it. Totally out of every conversation, everywhere for anything. And a little plucky upstart USC program. It came out of nowhere. Boy, they just pulled themselves up by the bootstraps. Now let's put some stars up there. We'll
pulled themselves up by their Heisman.
Oh, they just...
just hanging around.
Boy, that poor little disadvantaged USC at 1-3. They just were so gritty the whole year. Give me a break, man. They were already done, and he played great. He might be great. And, in fact, I think he's going to be great, but I'm not putting him out there right now. I just can't do it right now. USC favored by a touchdown. Text from the 301. Thank you for that. I thought they might have been because they were playing great down the stretch. He won a million games in a row once they lost and ruined their season. They won a million in a row. Mayfield's out. He's got a better chance of being tackled into a brick wall than he does of being on my cover. That happened. One happened, one didn't. Jake Browning is just not sexy. He's not sexy to put on the cover. You always say this. You always say, Quan, why are you calling guys sexy? Why are you?
I just love hearing grown men call football players sexy. I think it's hilarious.
I mean, just say the name Jake Browning. You're like,
y'all do that a lot. Like, oh, this is a sexy matchup.
He's not turning head. Nobody gonna go.
I get what you say when you. I get what you mean when
Jake
you say
Browning.
That, for sure.
Ooh. Nice. There are a lot of people. I swear, there are a lot of people that probably are like, oh, he's back. Oh, he's coming back. Huh. Interesting. I like Browning. Not enough to turn heads. Jalen Hurts, quarterback in the national championship game. Preseason, there's a little bit of hype. He was basically JT Barrett last year with upside.
Well, with a better supporting cast.
Better supporting
and better
cast
legs.
And upside. And a receiver that could run down there and catch the ball, which Barrett doesn't have, which that's part of Barrett. And let me say this about Barrett, too. I don't want people to get the wrong idea of what I'm saying about Barrett. He certainly has ways to impact the game positively, but if there are major, massive deficiencies in your overall game that are obvious to the naked eye, like any bozo the clown with two TV screens can figure it out, then you can't be on the cover of my magazine. That's not going to cut it. What about Saquon Barkley?
I think there's a legitimate case to be made for Saquon Barkley. I think because I put Darius Geis on there, you could definitely put Barkley as kind of your running back representative.
Could somebody pick Barkley out of a lineup? Deep fly ball to right. TCU's up 2-0. That ball was hammered out of here. Ryan Merrill is sixth. Like he's been doing it all his life. Jacking bombs to the back of the bullpen. Look, a squirrel. Barkley is a really good player, but again, I don't know if people can pick him out of a lineup. Is that a prerequisite?
He has his helmet on.
Pick out
I mean,
lineup.
It's football. You just need I feel to like know that's okay. their number and who they play for.
I feel like that's okay. Barkley is definitely a strong contender because he's going to be the best tailback in the country next year. I think part of this is, do you feel like Penn State, what they did at the end of last year, is a precursor of things to come? Or do you feel like that was artificially inflated and they're going to come back to earth a little bit? That if you think that the needle's going to continue to go in that same trajectory, on that same trajectory, how they played at the end of last season, then you might put Barkley on there. You might even put McSorley on there if you're partial to quarterbacks. If you feel like that was all a mirage and they're going to kind of falter a little bit, then you're not going to put Barkley on there. Because if they keep going the way they were going last year, they're contending for the playoff. They're the best team in that East if they keep playing the way they did offensively.
If Penn State's name was Ohio State, they'd be the preseason national championship
favorite. Oh, absolutely.
So I don't really, I mean, I'm not going to officially make my pick here, but I will probably pick Penn State to win the Big Ten. Therefore, putting Saquon Barkley on the cover over JT Barrett, if you're going just Big Ten guys, seems completely logical to me, even though it might sell a few less magazines just because he doesn't wear Ohio State colors.
I'm taking Francois off. I'm going to put Hurts at number 3.
So, Lamar Jackson, Christian Wilkins, Jalen Hurts.
And Hurts.
On your magazine?
Yeah.
Who's your fourth?
I mean, I kind of want to put Derwin James on there, but he's coming off an injury. We don't know how he's going to respond. There's still questions about him. I'm not going to put Rudolph on there or Washington. I don't want to put Minkah Fitzpatrick on there. I told you my concerns about Darnold. Mayfield's getting tackled into brick walls. Browning's coming off an injury. I feel like Barkley is the 4. I feel like Barkley's my number four guy, so here we go.
Okay, tell me your four again.
This is my cover. My College Football Preseason Magazine cover. Lamar Jackson, Christian Wilkins, Jalen Hurts, and Saquon Barkley. And again, these are my parameters. These are my three. Great player, story driver, team leader. Those are the three.
All right, here are my four.
All right.
Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Derwin James, Darius Geis.
Very easily could be those four. Very easily could be those four.
I think all four of my guys are proven. I mean, you have this issue with not being proven. I feel like they're all proven. Four of my guys have proven themselves.
I don't know about James. Again, we don't know how James is going to come back from injury. Sometimes it takes a little while. Is he going to be, I think, at the tip top of his ability level, he can be the most dynamic defensive player in college football. He can be better than Jabril Peppers was last year. He can be what we told ourselves that Jabril Peppers was. That's Derwin James. That's the type of impact he can make on the defensive end of the football. On the other hand, if he comes back and he's sluggish or slow or tentative or whatever, it's really going to affect him. So I just need to see that first. But in terms of what they've done on the field, those guys are proven. I also want to see Geis with 200-plus carries. I think he's going to be fine, but 200-plus carries rather than nobody expect. It's kind of like the Darnold thing. Nobody expected anything. He comes in, lights a world.